Blog Talk Radio.
Everything is going to be all right. You're listening to Tippy Talk. Time now to sit back, relax, listen, and enjoy the moment. Newborn is the official band that provides all the music for Tippy Talk. To hear more of the music, you can go to newbornband.com and enjoy the wonderful sound. And now it is time to step into the Tippy Zone, where we explore the other side of reality. Side that allows you to reshape your life, step into your power, and connect to the fact that we are all one. Welcome to Tippy Talk, where we go from where you are to where you want to be. I'm your host, Tippy Feldstein.
Hey, everybody. Good night and good evening and good morning, depending on where you are and where you want to be. Might be somewhere completely different, but today we will show you how to meditate and how to go from anywhere you are to anywhere you want to go. And basically, all those wonderful things about meditation. Our guest today is Hani Messenger, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about this fascinated woman. She is an international and local educational and motivational speaker, and I don't say that lightly. She also has her master's in occupational therapy from Long Island University. She's also an occupational therapy professor at Long Island University, where she teaches human-child development occupation, and she co-teaches pediatric practice. She's currently a student at Thomas Jefferson University, in line to get her PhD really, really soon, with an interest in mindfulness meditation. And her goal is to create a program development for all ages. She currently has a mindfulness certificate and a life coach certification, in which she teaches meditation classes to adults and to children. She's creating a mindfulness and meditation program for children in India and plans to implement the program over the coming months. That's really impressive, guys. So you are talking to someone who really knows what they're talking about. Meditation is her passion, and she's here today not just to talk about meditation, but also to give us a little sample of what that might look like. This background music seems a little bit out of the way, so I'm just going to shut it off. And I'd like to welcome, Hani, welcome to Tippy Talk. And it's really, really great to have you today, because I feel that meditation is really an important part of life, that we missed out on that when we were kids.
It's an honor. Thank you, Tippy, so much for bringing enlightenment and consciousness to the world. And the radio that you've created is really inspiring and really amazing. So thank you so much for having me. Back with what you were saying about how in school, we're not taught how to be mindful. We're taught to do, to achieve. I have one task, I have another task. Did I get a 90? Did I get an 80? And it's almost this mindless behavior that is cultivated and that can be focus in on achievements, when ultimately achievement is great and all, but it's really about the process of getting to the next point and getting to the stage. And a lot of the time, there can be this tendency of a lot of stress and anxiety that's linked to the achievement and to the doing in our life. And ultimately, in school, we're typically rarely ever taught to slow down and how to learn to really be into the present moment, how to learn to be mindful, how to be attentive, how to be caring, how to be compassionate, not only towards other people, but ultimately really first towards ourselves. And meditation indirectly can help teach individuals to learn these different skills, first for themselves, and then ultimately it can transpire into all areas of an individual's life, whether it's social, whether it's their work environment, their home environment, whether it's with their eating, their breathing, their sleeping. It can really transform in everything and anything that an individual does.
So in the name of transparency, I'm just going to disclose this right now. We're putting together a meditation and improvisation workshop where we're going to combine meditation with improvisational exercises that are designed specifically for public speaking. I personally feel that when you come into a workshop like that where you really have to focus, you have to face your fears, and you have to stand there and speak your mind, you know, be able to actually say what you think and have people listen to what you say. Having meditation before you start practicing that, I think, is invaluable on so many levels. So that's basically what we're doing. We're doing a workshop like that. But I wanted to focus more this time when we talk about the meditation part of it. And that's why I brought Hani in to tell us about the meditation, because why is meditation important? Why are we doing it? Everything that we do, if we know why we're doing it, if you know how you're going to do it, and if you know when you're going to do it, it makes it a lot easier to incorporate all the things about it and actually reap some amazing benefits from it. So before we start talking about meditation, you just said that really they don't teach us in school to meditate, and really they should. What made you, I know you were a really good student in school, so basically it seems like you were doing really well. So what made you, for somebody that's doing well, everything is going great, to stop and say, let me try meditation? What motivated you?
So I've experienced in my childhood, I've experienced a lot of anxiety, a lot of stress to achieve. And for the most part, I did relatively well. However, I felt like I was this checklist. So you're in high school. You finish high school, then it's expected you go to college. And then after college, it's very likely you're in your career, and then you're expected to get married and have a family. And I was following these checklists until I was in my early 20s, and I was experiencing a lot of anxiety and a lot of stress. And meditation was recommended to me as a therapeutic kind of like modality, as something to really help me be able to be more attentive and more present with my anxiety. And initially, when I was first introduced to meditation, I was barely able to sit still. I was extremely fidgeted, on the fly, always thinking, what thing do I need to do next? Why am I sitting here? This feels pointless. This anxiety is too much. It's taking over. Like, I can't do this. Until when I was about in my mid-20s, I was reintroduced to meditation again, and I was in a different space and a different time in my life where I actually learned to cultivate a practice to sit and to really experience anxiety, sadness, stress, all my what if I don't do well in my class? What if I don't do well at work? What is going to happen if something happened to mom or dad or anything? I was able to really sit with these thoughts and feelings and learn how to focus in on my breath while thinking and while feeling, and not get very caught up in the storylines that my mind was creating. And I learned to honestly be the observer, be the watcher of everything and anything that was going on internally and not react, learning to pause and take that step back. And it was constantly building that muscle of taking that step back, non-reacting. And then ultimately, you're able to come to a place where anxiety and sadness and big emotions and big feelings can be transformed into a way that can be utilized as empowerment, as a way to learn and as a way to grow, rather than using it as getting stuck and stagnated. And that kept on happening to me when I was in my early 20s, when I was in my late teenage years, and I kind of learned over the years how to transform it. Yes, sadness comes up, anxiety comes up, but I learned to better be able to be with it through learning how to focus in my breath and learning how to sit and allowing the feelings and everything to transpire.
You said that throughout the years, sounds like you've been meditating 1,000 years. So really, how many years have you been doing this?
I'm having trouble hearing. It got very disconnected and very low. So I missed the first.
Okay, you said that throughout the years. Is that better for you? Is that clearer?
Yes, now I can hear you. Yes,
throughout
thank
the
you.
Years. Throughout the years kind of sounds like 1,000 years. So how long have you been meditating, and what's the difference between when you first started and now?
I would say I've been meditating consistently for the past, I would say, about 4 years. Prior to that was very inconsistent meditation, and my life is completely 360. Extremely thankful for two of my mentors, Dr. Shefali and Susie Lula. Those are the meditation, that's primarily where I've learned the meditation from, as well as completing two certification courses on mindfulness and meditation as well, along with researching and like looking into a lot of different other types of meditation as well. So I really cultivated, going back to the question that you asked, to be a 360 of going from having a lot of anxiety to just embodying the practice and creating consistency. For me, the consistency initially when starting out was 2 minutes a day, then 5 minutes a day, then 10 minutes a day, till I build up a point where I'm able to meditate for an hour or 2 hours at end. However, the key is the consistency of the practice, doing it 15 minutes every day, no ifs, no ands, no buts. This is like just like you're breathing and you're sleeping and you need to eat every day. So too, this is like it ultimately became my way of being, my way of life. Like I would not go a day without incorporating meditation.
And what do you think would happen if you stop meditating?
Honestly, I have no idea because it's something that I would not consider ever. So I don't know. I can see, honestly, thinking about how it was prior in my early 20s and my teenage years, I can see becoming really engrossed in anxiety and my thoughts and my feelings. And I can see a spiral of just really disconnecting from myself, disconnecting from other people, and just having a challenge really being in the present moment because I would be so caught up in my internal dialogue that's going on. And a lot of the time, I know that I have it every so often, and I can imagine individuals that are not meditating have it even more so. So as it is within society and within our life, we have technology, we have computers, we have our phones, we have our friends, our family. There's so many things that are going on. There's so much stimulation that is going on day in and day out. And most of the time, we're not having that opportunity to just take that step back and to sit and just get to know ourselves and disconnect from anything and everything, ultimately like a present and a gift for ourselves. And we're not giving ourselves that opportunity to do that. A lot of the times we're not even realizing and seeing the need to, because our day in and day life can become very rote, or it can become very stagnated, or it can become so routine that we're not even aware that we're disconnected or we're not attentive to ourselves.
That was said so beautifully that I don't have anything to add to it other than if you've never meditated and you want to try meditating today, Honey's going to try to give us, Honey's actually going to give us a meditation, maybe 5-6 minutes, but it's still going to be a sample. So if you want to try meditating, get yourself ready, get yourself comfortable, because in a little while we're going to try a sample, which I think is very generous for you to give it. And if you have been meditating, then you can actually try this kind of meditating, because as you know, there are different forms of meditation. So try this one. Or if you have always wanted to try to meditate, this would be a great opportunity for you to meditate. And if you do have any questions and you do want to call and ask, we do have limited time, but this would be a great time to call in. So you can go ahead and call in at 914-338-0686. I'm going to give you the number again in 5 minutes. So if you didn't have a chance to record it or to write it down, I'm going to give it to you in a few minutes again. If you want to call in and if you want to ask Honey any questions, that would be a great opportunity to do that. So to just to touch on the workshop and on the meetings that we're going to do together, what do you see as why would it be beneficial for people to meditate before we start the improvisation?
I would say typically any interaction that we have, friends, family, even interactions with ourselves, there can be a tendency to need to think what the next thing I need to say. If someone is having a conversation, they're saying something, and even though the individual, the person that's speaking may not finish, we're already thinking, what am I going to say? What do I need to do? What's next? That's one component. Another thing with meditation can allow us to really be present when an individual is speaking. So not having to think, what do I need to say next? What's next? What's next? What's next? It's allowing listening and hearing what the person is saying, learning how to cultivate that pause, cultivate that non-reaction, focusing in on the breath, allowing the person to say what they need to, and then spontaneously, whatever is going to come out is going to be naturally exactly what the person needs to hear, because you're in a mindful state. You're in a state of presence, so you're able to be attentive to what the person's saying and attentive to yourself. And whether you know, whether you have an awareness of what you're going to say or not is not really so important. It's the fact that you have this present that you're cultivating when you're having conversation. Also, another way how meditation can help with public speaking. We all experience discomfort in our life. We all experience moments of sadness, upset, anger. We all experience moments of comfort, happiness, joy, excitement. And meditation allows for the experience of the unhappiness, the uncomfortable, and the comfortable. It allows us, when we're speaking, there can be a tendency to be very uncomfortable, or there also can be a tendency to feel really comfortable. However, whether we're experiencing either of these type of feelings, meditation allows us to sit and to learn to embody these feelings by, like I mentioned before, by learning how to be on the breath and not getting caught up in our thoughts and our feelings. So when we're coming to speaking, when we're coming to communicating, when we're coming to have conversation with other people, we're better able to, we're able to be on our breath so that we can, as best as we can within that moment, be present and be attentive when we're speaking, when we're having conversation. There's
exactly.
Also another tendency.
Able...
Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. There's also one
yes.
more thing that just
yes,
came to mind. It's also, there can be, I'm not sure exactly the research, but I think at least 85% of people maybe, don't quote me on this, but there is a fear of public speaking. And that fear in itself, meditation can allow to sit with that feeling of that fear, I'm going to speak. What are people going to think? What are people going to say? How are they going to react? Are they going to like me? Are they not going to like me? And meditation allows you to sit with all those feelings, all those thoughts that potentially can come up, and it allows you to really embody it. So when you're actually speaking and doing a presentation, yes, the thoughts and the feelings and things are there. However, you're not becoming that, and you know how to take that pause and be non-reactive, be that watcher, be that observer. Almost like you're at a bookstore and there's a lot of different books on the shelf, and you learn to tease out what book I want, what book I don't want. So when you're speaking, meditation allows you to see that. And when you're actually in the present moment through practice, you can see what book am I interested, what thought, what feeling am I going to pull out, and what feeling am I going to leave inside the bookshelf. And that's ultimately what you can learn to do, and it can help indirectly with increased confidence, increased self-esteem, increased self-worth. But very concerned about non-attached to these feelings, because ultimately meditation is about embodying everything and anything that comes, the good, the bad, and the in-between. But ultimately, everything is really neutral for the most part once you're really fully able to discern that. But the idea is indirectly meditation can help, and it's really embodying the emotions, the thoughts, and the feelings when you're sitting with yourself. So when it comes to everyday life, you're better able to observe and see yourself through practice.
So you did mention about the fear of public speaking. Statistically speaking,
mm-hmm.
most people are more afraid to speak in public than they are to die. So it's a very real,
wow.
very, very big fear and very common. Most people are really afraid of it. So it's not something that we're not afraid of. So let's try doing the meditation. We have 10 more minutes, and we're going to do a 5-minute meditation, and then we'll talk a little bit afterwards. And if you're ready to write that number down after the meditation, I can take two calls. So go ahead and call. It's 914-338-0686. And if you're listening right now and you do want to call but you cannot, you can always email me at tippytalkshow.com at tippytalkshow@gmail.com. And ask the questions, and we will give you the answers, not immediately, but within a reasonable amount of time. So are you ready to go, honey?
Yes, I'm all set, all ready to go. Just want listeners to know that this is a sample. This is just like a little tidbit, a little taste, and just to everyone to get an idea of the type of meditation that I teach. And also to get an idea that this type of meditation that I practice and that I've learned about is called Vipassana meditation. It's known as insight meditation. And you can do this type of meditation anywhere as long as you're not driving and as long as you're in a safe environment. So when everyone
is
ready, we're going to do it. We're going to get into
it too.
Amazing. Yay. I'm excited. I guess I would love to hear your feedback after. So if everyone can please, it's going to be a little bit, this meditation is going to be more of, I'm going to do guided meditation because depending on where individuals are at, I kind of want to match. I'm kind of like targeting individuals that are just starters. However, there will be components where I'm doing verbalization, and then there will be components where I'm just going to try to cultivate silence. So individuals that have meditated for a while, they'll have a little bit of taste of just sitting with themselves. And for individuals that have not, we'll have a new experience of sitting with themselves without hearing any guided verbal interactions from me as well. So on that note, when we're all ready, if everyone can please get into a comfortable position. Whatever feels right to your body, there can be a tendency of that you need to sit with your feet crossed and your arms flat on by your side or open, or that you need to sit in an upright position. Ultimately, really what position feels right, ideally upright position, ideally feet flat on the floor. However, if that's not feeling comfortable to you, respect your body and respect what you're feeling and find that nice, comfortable position. If you want to use a pillow, if you want to use a blanket, and if that's feasible, you can utilize that as well. Again, whatever is feeling right for your body, not attached to the position and how you should be seated or what you must do. So whenever you're ready, we're going to gently close your eyes. And I'm going to notice your breath. Focus in on the breath either by your nostril areas, between your nose and your lips, if you're able to notice any warmth as you breathe in and out from your nostrils. That can be a little bit of a challenge, so potentially maybe focusing in on your belly or your chest, noticing your belly expanding and constricting. That can be a focal point to really help focus on to the present moment. Initially, when I first started, I utilized my heartbeat. So maybe for some of you, focusing in on your heartbeat, if that feels right to you. So the nostrils, your heartbeat, or your belly, notice whichever feels strong. Maybe it's a combination of the two. Notice that, and we're going to use this as a way to focus back in on the present moment. Every time we're breathing, we're going to notice the breath in and out our nostrils, our belly. Maybe we're going to notice it by our heart and our heartbeat. So you're going to gently focus in on our breath. Utilize my voice. Every time there's a thought, there's a feeling, utilize my voice as a reminder to focus in on your breath. Notice your body. Notice your feet on the floor or in your shoes. Notice how your body feels against your chair or your bed or the floor. Notice the temperature, the air on your skin. Just noticing, not doing anything about it, not reacting to it. Notice the feeling, notice the sensation, and we're focusing in on the breath. Breathing, noticing, is it deep, is it shallow? It's not really so important, but just for yourself to notice, how am I breathing? Not to label, oh, I'm breathing really well, or I'm breathing really poorly. Noticing my breath and just breathing. Remember to focusing on the breath. Your mind will wander, and every time your mind wanders, I want you to be the watcher. Watch your mind every time. Notice your mind wandering. Notice as best as you can, back onto the breath. Each and every time your mind is wandering, you're going to come back to the breath. And now we're building that muscle in our brain. I'm disrupting your thoughts. I'm disrupting the feelings that are coming up. And you're building that muscle, learning how to be on the breath, how to be in the present, how to be in the present, back on the breath, back on the breath, back on the breath. Not getting caught up in your thoughts, not getting caught up in your feelings, back on the breath. Focusing in and breathing out at your own rate, your own speed. Now I'm going to be silent for about a minute or two. And just notice and watch your thoughts. And watch, see if you're able to focus in on your breath as you're noticing your thoughts and your feelings. And if you're able to, amazing. And if you're not, that's okay. We're learning and we're just cultivating being on the breath. So I'm going to be silent for about a minute or two. Remember, on the breath. Whenever you're ready, we're going to gently go back onto the breath. And we have disturbed a fantasy or a story. We're going to focus back on the breath. And we're going to gently open our eyes and congratulate yourself for taking the time to sit and meditate, whether it was your first time or you've been doing this just for a few weeks or months or years. The fact that you cultivated time for yourself for about, I think that was about maybe 5-10 minutes, you allowed yourself to get to know you through cultivating a mini practice. So congratulations.
That was wonderful. I think I almost fell asleep, or I might have actually fallen asleep when I did it, but it was like really quick, but it seemed like a really long time.
Yeah, especially when we're sitting and when we're not sometimes having the tendency to cultivate sometimes this time really can be expansive, and a minute can feel like an hour. And then through meditation, we can also realize that time is so expansive. And if some of individuals, if we're falling asleep, that's exactly what your body needed. Your mind is not used to such quietude and solitude. And the fact that potentially falling asleep for, in general, sitting in an upright position potentially would be a better option, and not necessarily laying in bed or having blankets or covered also potentially can be beneficial. But the fact that if individuals did fall asleep or feeling like they were falling asleep, noticing that, being aware with that, and realizing how our mind is just not used to this quietude. And just when you keep on practicing, keep on doing this, your mind gets more and more and more used to it.
That's wonderful. So before I let you go, honey, what is your mission?
My mission is to spread consciousness and mindfulness to anyone that's willing to listen, whether it's young or old or anyone in between, just to really spread meditation, spread mindfulness, spread consciousness everywhere and anywhere, all over the world.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Is there any last minute or last thought that you'd like to leave everybody with? Because I'm still in a meditating state. I don't think I want to get out of it. I kind of want to go to sleep. But that was really for me. Yeah.
I'm kind of like feeling
this,
like,
you? That's okay.
This light and this like very calm, collective space. And I'm just like really attached to it right now. And I know that it's very temporary. It just feels really amazing and really incredible. Last minute words would be, in order to be an effective communicator is first to be an effective listener. And when you're able to effectively listen to other people, then you ultimately can learn to be an effective communicator.
Beautiful. And I'm going to leave. Yes.
Meditation and through.
With something. Yeah. I'm going to leave everybody with something that I just learned yesterday about being a good listener, which is amazing and one of the amazing skills that you can develop through meditation, definitely. So, honey, when you write out the word listen, what other word, if you scramble the letters around, what's the word that comes out?
Another word that comes
out.
Want
me to tell you?
Can you give me a hint? What letter does it start with?
I will tell you. It's the word silent. And I think that is so amazing, because in order to be able to listen, you really need to know to be silent. And basically, meditation is a form of being silent. Not necessarily being silent, or it's more being observant, but it's definitely a form of being silent. And all the good listeners know how to keep quiet and listen rather than let your mind go crazy while somebody's talking. I thought that was very profound.
That is really profound. And ultimately, I'm sure through this meditation, we're able to realize and see, is there really ever really silence? Like, you hear silence is golden, and it really is, and it's really incredible. But with meditation, we're able to really see that there's beyond that meets the ear. And we think that there's silence, but then there's our thoughts and our feelings. And through cultivating meditation and through cultivating learning improvisation and learning public speaking, it can really help an individual tap into further of who they are and who they potentially further want to be as well. And it's just like really incredible.
Exactly. And that's a perfect place to end this. We hope to see you guys meditating, contemplating, and doing improvisation. You're all invited to come to our meditation workshop if you are in the New York area. If you're not, we could take it online. That's something we're definitely going to consider.
Yeah, we're thinking Zoom or potentially Skype.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Skype or whatever, some kind of a visual online thing. And I want to wish everybody an amazing journey. You've been listening to Tippy Talk with me, Tippy Feldenstein, and our guest today, Honey Messenger. We bid you guys a magical journey, and let your talent be your potion.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Tippy, so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
Wonderful. Bye, honey.
Thank you. Bye.
need a man. You got a phone in your hand, and you can keep it silent. Flying high like a bird with your aviators, but your heart is.